The city of Twin Falls has a new mayor. Rachel Cohen reports Suzanne Hawkins replaces Sean Berger to lead the city.
Twin Falls has a council manager-style government, which means the city council members choose the mayor, and a city manager runs most of the day-to-day operations. The council did not nominate Sean Berger for another term as mayor, and he also did not nominate himself during the council's weekly meeting last night. The council members put forward Suzanne Hawkins and former Vice Mayor Nikki Boyd, and Hawkins won with a 4-3 vote. Hawkins says transportation will be one of the city's biggest challenges in the coming years.
So we know we have to formulate some type of public transportation system, and unfortunately it's an unfunded mandate from the federal government, so we have to decide how to pay for this.
Under this mandate, the city will need to lay out a plan after the 2020 census confirms that the population is more than 50,000. During Berger's 4 years as mayor, Twin Falls saw a renovation of the downtown core, which brought new businesses to Main Avenue, along with a nearly $6 million new City Hall building. Berger will continue to serve on the council for another 4-year term, and Hawkins now begins her 2-year term as mayor. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.